Well, good morning. This is a segment that we added to the online service, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. I got a lot of thoughts and I got a lot of prayers, but it's more to just to encourage one another in the faith. You know, last week we were talking about balance, to have balance in your life, and that is so important. But going along with having balance, you also got to understand your limitations. Now, I personally like to work hard. I'm like a workaholic, I guess, in some ways, and I like to be productive. However, in the last few years, there's been times when I felt guilty, even condemned about not being able to do as much as I used to do. But the Bible tells us very clearly in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 from the NIV, "Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Now, we all have to realize that we all have different strengths, different weaknesses, different gifts, and all of that. But in order to have balance in our souls, we have to understand that we can't be great at everything. Much as I'd like to be, I can't. And I finally recognized that over the years. But we should appreciate the talents that God's given to us and the talents that God has given to other people, rather than to compare ourselves to them and try to be like them. Now, as much as I want to be, I realized years ago, I'm not a great singer. I don't know if any of you heard that or not, but I'm not a great singer. I sing happy birthday and happy anniversary on the online service. That's about it. It was frustrating for me until I accepted the fact it's not one of my gifts that God gave me. God had called me to pastor, to teach His Word, not to sing. And I don't have to do both in order to fulfill my ministry commands and things that I'm commanded to do. But I'm no longer focused on this limitation. Instead, I focus on the gift God's given me. That's how I realized that one time when I was in grade school, and we were going to have a Christmas play. Yeah, they had Christmas plays in school, and I was going to school, and the teacher gathered us all in the auditorium to practice the program, and my teacher said to me, we're going to sing. And I said, "Teacher, I don't know how to sing. I was told that I can't sing." "Oh," she says, "everybody can sing." So after the first practice, she got me to the side. She says, "You know, I think I'm going to give you a reading part or a speaking part." So I said, "Okay." Then that carried with me for the longest time until I started getting involved in church and accepted Christ back into my life and going to church. And then I was going through the hymnals and singing, sometimes just doing lip service. And then I said, "I want to praise the Lord too." So I just sang all the songs, and people looked at me funny sometimes, but I did it, and I love singing the songs. So you can sing without being perfect. You can make a joyful noise, which I do, I think. But when we fill our days with too many obligations, our lives become unbalanced, like we talked about last week. There's stress, there's worry, there's anxiety, and all the natural results of over-scheduling our lives. So I encourage you this week to take a look at your calendar or planner or whatever you use, which you plan commitments, write down doctor's appointments or anything that's going on in the week, and look at them and say, are there some things that I'm doing just to please someone else? Are there days on my calendar that they're so full that you don't even have time for God and lift up a prayer in the beginning of your day? Are you doing something out of the sense of obligation because it's something you always done? Well, pray about it and think about it. Nobody can tell you what to give up or what to do, but it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16 from the Amplified Bible, the Apostle Paul urges us to, "Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and evil, enable evil, not as the unwise, but as the wise. Be sensible, intelligent, discerning people. making the very most of your time on earth and recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity, using it with wisdom and diligence. So think about that. Is your life out of balance because you've just made yourself so busy with responsibilities fulfilled? Wisdom says we should be faithful stewards of the time that God has given to us. The truth is you can't always do everything you want to do for everybody, and nobody can do everything for you. Amen. So when you're thinking about things that you can cut out of your busy schedule that bring balance into your life, just know that it's a precious gift of God to be able to discern and to schedule your life in a manner that is pleasing with Him and pleasing to people around you. And just do what you can do. Amen. Well, we've been praying for the youth at Bethel. You know, with the COVID thing, we haven't had the youth in church or any kind of fellowship, although we've been taking the youth to Capital City Church of God on Wednesday nights. We're doing that. Big reason is the fellowship hall's being remodeled. But our prayer is that we can get the youth back in church again on a regular basis. But we put an insert in the bulletin every Sunday to pray for the young people by name. And I want to lift those names up to you. Trevor Allen, Lexi Allen, Nate Henderson, Noah Henderson, Leland Lacey, Sage Mendez, Carmen Mendez, Zion Inman, Courtney Powell, Hannah Miller, A.J. Leon, Philip Lippitt, Christian Lippitt, Berlin Martin, Bray Martin, Little Debbie McCoy, Kaylee, Dominic Rittman, Cheyenne Rittman, Kaylee Rittman, Cade Little, Kinsey Little, Kaylee Little, Chris McBride, Kalo McBride, and Gabrielle Bittner. So we want to continue to pray for them. And also all the people that's on our church prayer list. We want you to pay close attention to that in your time of intercessory prayer. So I hope and pray you're having a good day. And I hope that maybe you can come this Sunday. We're having a missionary from Sri Lanka, the Alford family. It's a missionary that Tina Crowder Oaks and her brother has been supporting for a long time. And we've been wanting them to come to the church for almost a year, but with the COVID, it kind of hampered us a little bit. So we decided that they want to come and we want to have them. So they're going to come on Sunday for the 11 o'clock service. So hope and pray you can come and be with us to hear what's going on, not only in our own world here locally, but on the other side of the world. Amen. And we always close with a prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day. God bless.